Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
Es gibt Tage, da geht einfach alles schief. Im Autoverkehr. Im Porzellanladen. Sogar im eigenen Garten. In solchen Fällen ist es gut, eine gute Versicherung zu haben. Gut im Preis und gut in der Leistung. So wie die WGV. Jetzt zur WGV wechseln und sparen. WGV. Gut versichert und gut ist.
Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. We're kicking things off here with the first talkback of the day.
What's up, JV Show fam? Good morning. Hope you guys are doing well. I had to get this off my chest. You know, I've been listening since the doghouse days, and every time during the end of the year break, for some dumb reason, I'm surprised that you guys are gone. So could you just treat us like grown-ups this year and tell us when you're going to be gone and when you're going to be back? Just tell us, or else I'll feel abandoned. This is your buddy, Nate. Love y'all.
Hey, Nate. Love you,
right,
buddy.
Hey, yeah, hey, buddy.
No can do.
Love you. Yeah, can't do that. No. Boss's orders. Can't do that. Because we tell you we're not going to be here, then you might not listen. We need you to listen, because if you don't listen, then I don't have food to put on the table to feed my kids.
Yeah.
Long story short.
No more dinosaur chicken nuggets.
But let's just say this. We take the same 2 weeks off at the end of the year, Christmas and New Year's time.
You just gave away when we're not going to be here.
I'm not going to say the date. But we do it every single year. Every single year, almost the exact same day. I mean, every single year. So just like there's your warning. It is looming. We've worked so hard for that vacation that we don't get to take vacation time at random times throughout the rest of the year. Only this time. This is our time. So just be happy. Please be happy.
And just listen anyways. Who cares?
Yes, please
do. You don't even have to really listen. Just like keep it on. You
or
know?
Listen
volume
to...
down. Who cares?
Yeah,
turn it on the background, on the app.
Yeah.
Stream. Uh-huh. Listen to some of the other podcasts. Download those. Play those. Yep.
Second talkback of the day.
Sure.
Let's do it.
JV Show. Good morning. Jose from Newark. I was listening to the Wild Thoughts podcast, some of the first episodes, because I was missing JV a little extra. Tell me why I'm realizing why we not rocking with Jess's cat's name. I can't even say it. I'll let you guys speak on it if you want to, because I'm feeling messy this morning. Why we're not fans of the name Bubbles on this show. Love y'all. Have a good one.
Hey, again, speaking on that, no can do.
We just can't. Legally, we can't.
But we're beefing now. Jose from Newark.
We have, Jose from Newark, we have addressed this a bit on the show that, yes, we do not like Jess's cat's name. And we warned her before she even got cat.
We said anything but that.
She said,
but
I've always had it. I've had this name. I've always wanted to name a cat. And then you joined the JV show and we said, there is one name. There is only one name in this universe that you cannot name this cat. And she went ahead and did it anyways and just slapped every JV show listener in the face.
Yep. Why?
And for people that are like, what? I don't get it. What's this Bubbles thing? Look, we had a member of the shows. I can't even say that.
That's
had somebody who worked on the show, and that was her nickname on the show. And let's just say she left in a very messy, very messy way. We're not allowed to talk about that part. And she left it in a very messy way. And henceforth, we hate the name.
But you know, we're giving the name like a new story.
We have not. We hate the name.
Dang it. Well, think of this as like if you were telling one of your friends like, hey, I want to name my child this. And they were like, no, you can't use that name. You would be like, I'm still going to use it.
We hate the name.
You have something, Jess?
Yeah. So last week we talked about, I want to say it was the Cambridge Dictionary Word of the Year, and it was manifest.
Love that.
I love manifest.
Well, we manifest. Have two more now for dictionary.com for 2024. They have picked the word demure.
I don't like that. Not like that I mind the word, but it just, it wasn't... It's not enough to be like word of the year. It had its time, like, you know, a quick little time. That's it.
It had a very brief viral moment, but did it enter everyone's vocabulary as a word that we all use all the time?
It's
no.
It's not demure.
That's said it as a joke twice, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
So far, is manifesting number one?
Manifest, yes.
I think, I mean, look, as much, and I went on a rant about the word manifest, but... As far as a word that has entered people's vocabulary and used more, yes, manifest in my mind is way light years above demure.
Okay, what about brain rot? Which is two words, but Oxford University Press has picked this one as their word of the year for 2024.
Brain rot?
Brain rot?
Have you guys heard of this?
I don't think we've ever said that word on
I've never
on this
have.
Show.
I'm sure I've heard
then
it.
Maybe this
it.
Is more of a brain of rot thing because I have rot. Heard this a lot on TikTok. So the term is defined as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state viewed as a result of overconsumption of material, specifically online content. So brain rot, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, I get
too much
it.
TikTok and that yeah. kind of stuff. I've never said that before.
We say bed rotting a lot
yeah,
more.
Yeah, we do.
Than brain rotting. Brain rot.
Yeah,
I'm
I
so
guess,
good with manifest.
I guess brain rot would only make sense to the people who are online a lot. Because this
like
one,
you.
Because I did hear that one, this one before. But I'm still not a big fan of it, especially because it's two words. It's not just one.
Right.
Brain rot.
Brain rot.
Yeah.
Like
manifest.
Manifesting.
I prefer
brain rotting.
Demure.
All right, next on the JV show, Graham, I know you had a big inspection at the new house. Mm-hmm. Want to see how that went?
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So I don't know if you guys have been following the story of the missing Hawaiian woman, Hannah Kobayashi.
Dude, this is crazy.
She flew to L.A., missed her connecting flight to New York, and then just disappeared. Can't trace her phone or anything. Well, the LAPD has been investigating, and they say now that she intentionally missed her flight and crossed the border into Mexico. Whoa. Something her family says they do not believe.
I mean, I need more details. Can we have a 5-part documentary on Netflix already? Jeez.
Too soon.
All right, well, the 49ers season of injuries has now gone from ridiculous to just mind-bogglingly incomprehensible. The team announced yesterday that running back Christian McCaffrey, he's headed to the IR with his PCL injury, and his season is over. And if that wasn't enough, backup running back Jordan Mason, he's also headed to the IR. He suffered a high ankle sprain in the team's loss to the Bills on Sunday, which will also end his season as well. So now the team will turn to their rookie fourth-string running back, Isaac Garendo. And if he gets hurt this week, I will be suiting up to take a few carries on Sunday against the Bears.
Ooh.
Go sports.
Clear skies continue for the Bay today and for the rest of the week, thankfully. Highs will be in the 60s and low to upper 40s.
Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today, watch out. It's only going to be a 7.
Oh.
There's a little trouble brewing in your relationship if you let it. You and your partner have a choice. You can either help each other and work together to improve things or just continue to bicker and complain. It's your choice. What
bicker
are you committing
and complain.
To?
Stay yeah. toxic.
Yeah, I'm choosing the complaining. Complaining is so much fun.
It is.
There's something about it. It's healthy, I think.
Graham, how was the inspection at the house?
Great news, you guys.
Yes.
Great news.
What was the inspection for?
It was the engineering department. I don't really even know what that is.
What is that?
I don't know what that is. They wanted to look at the drainage on our site and the driveway and a few other things. And I had spent a lot of time just like making sure everything looked really, really good. And then it's one of those inspections where they just walk around for like 2 seconds. Like, all right, and we're good. I'm like, okay, all right, sweet. Glad I just like put in all this work, like doing all this stuff. That's inspection number 4 that we passed. I think there's 6 more to go.
Six more to
God, I can't take this anymore.
Oh, my my gosh.
Well, you know, I have the solar inspection and then solar from the fire department. Then I get a fire, and I need a fire final. Whoa. And then I need a building department final. And I also need an electrical inspection on my septic system. And some of them. Oh, I need my Title 24 Cal Green inspector. And then I need, a HERS test. That's like a HVAC, like efficiency testing.
I love
testing.
That. That's like so progressive.
How many of those? I don't know. That's six or seven more.
So are these already like booked? Because you're supposed to be moving in before Christmas. I mean, you're going to have nowhere to go. You already put in your notice for the house you're living in now.
Uh-huh.
So these inspections are, they're scheduled, like they're going to be done on time.
It's anybody's guess. Waiting to hear back on a couple of them.
A couple of them need a little more info.
I still have to finish a few more things up for.
And then you subtract the days for holidays because obviously they're not working.
Right. And then that's the biggest thing is like, when's everybody taking off for their holiday vacations to be around, to be able to do these things? Dude, Selena, we'll be fine.
I hope so.
Ooh, I'm crossing my fingers for you, Greg.
Yeah, me too.
So what it takes to be a badass according to scientists. Okay. Graham, do you consider yourself a badass, like for real?
No.
Well, I think
I've done some badass things in my life, but I don't carry a badass persona. My name's Graham Herbert. That's true. Come on.
Okay,
that just doesn't fit.
So, but according to these scientists, like there are two distinct sets of criteria for like being a badass. One is an outer toughness, which clearly you don't have, Graham Herbert from Napa.
Oh, yeah.
That is like, you know, the scarier tough. The prime example they use for that is like think Navy SEAL or like Mike Tyson. That's the outer toughness badass.
Mike Tyson, no. Navy SEAL, yeah. I totally could have been a SEAL.
Ooh,
I could have done it.
I don't know.
I could have made it through
know.
That. I could have, I
that,
swear.
That one is more superficial, physical strength, just a presence of badassery.
Got that.
I don't know. I don't think you do. Oh. The other one, maybe you have this, inner toughness. You can be a badass on the inside when you have moral resilience.
No, I'm
you
a weak
show
softy.
Courage.
No, I don't have that.
Strength of character.
Totally spineless.
You do the right thing.
Nah, I just walk away if I see somebody in danger.
I think you're an inner toughness badass, Graham.
Well, I appreciate you, Selena.
Wow.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of
resisting
spineless.
Societal pressure. I think these are all things that you do. You're kind of like narky, like, doing the right thing.
I've resisted the societal pressure to use emojis, so I've done that.
You're staying true to yourself.
So you just need the outer part now, the shell.
Okay, I get a couple of tattoos, maybe a face tat, and I'll hit the gym again, and I'll be fine.
This says you don't have to embody the outer, to still be a badass. You just have one. You could have both, but not everyone does.
Yeah, but if you have both,
you could just have one, and someone could be like, that Graham Herbert from Napa, he's a badass.
Nobody's ever said that.
I know, but I'm just saying they could.
Dang it.
But they could.
I think a lot of people try to fool you with outer looking badassery, toughness looking.
You're right.
And really, they're not. I think there's a lot of fakery out there.
You just need to have one. So
I think I can fake it.
But those are people that don't have the inner that just fake it by getting a lot of tattoos and shaving their head.
Right. Like looking mean and like, you know. Acting tough.
I think that's a lot of gym bros.
Ooh.
What did you say? So that's why they're in there. Whatever. Okay, it's true. That's why they're in there like lifting and getting those muscles so they look like a badass.
Yeah. That's a bit of fakery.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you're onto something.
Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
Graham, usually I have your back. I just can't defend that one.
That was very breathy.
The timing was off.
The timing was bad.
The timing.
The key was off.
You know what? I got a lot on my plate right now.
Hey, it's 94.9.
You know this is my crazy time of year.
The Bay is the number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Got to talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. Love you guys. Jess, love ya. You're supposed to be the young, fun, exciting one on the show. You said that you were going to go to the bars for Blackout Wednesday. I was looking forward to seeing that on your stories. And honestly, I didn't see any stories from you the whole entire holiday weekend. Instead, we got a picture of you and your cat with the Christmas tree. Come on, Jess. Give us some content.
Hey, what? You know what? Oh, like, my God.
Shots fired.
Wait, I second that. My stories,
that is a very good point.
My stories were very lacking. I apologize for that. And I was really excited about Blackout Wednesday.
Didn't my friends even go?
No, I would have told you guys about it if I went. But I was so sad. Like, my friends just weren't up for it. Well, first of all, I guess it was later in the day because my family had came over and they stayed a little too long. And then by the time I was ready to go, they were kind of like, "Yeah, we're not about this anymore." But be on the lookout for my stories because this weekend is SantaCon in Hayward, and I do want to go again.
I don't even believe that you're going to go.
Wow.
Yeah, Selena, did you hear? Like, I just heard a word salad of excuses there for one reason, right. Like not go out to the bars and rage the night before Thanksgiving, which is one of
the oldest young person I know.
And they're right. And at the end of it, all we got is a picture of a cat and a Christmas tree. At the end of it, we got problems, you guys. We got big problems.
Jess is to talk about the reality TV, the hottest shows. So what's the latest?
Cat with a Christmas tree.
So last Friday, Netflix added this new show to their platform. It's called The Later Daters. So this is a show about 6 golden singles, so 55 and older.
Oh!
What, they're just trying to steal the Golden Bachelor?
Sort of, but I like this more because you see more stories, you see more dates that are happening.
I love this. Krim, you and your kids should watch this. Your kids love The Golden Bachelor.
They did. They were very invested in Gary's story before. They really liked
Gary it. Gary or Jerry?
Hey, Gary.
Looks like Jerry.
Yes, but his name's Gary. Okay. Yeah.
So these golden singles, they go on a series of blind dates, right? So that they can find a partner. They're just looking for love. And a dating coach is helping them throughout. Now, my main takeaway from all of this, you guys, is that dating really does not change, no matter the age. I thought that, I don't know, as you got older and wiser, maybe things got a little easier. Maybe people weren't saying things that they weren't supposed to say in dates, or people were just better at dating altogether, I guess.
Yeah, Graham, you said that, you know, men mature at like 52.
Uh-uh.
So you would think on the show, 55 and up, they'd be wise and mature and ready to settle down. No,
that's
no,
not the case.
Still just want a hot babe. It's pretty basic.
If anything, I'm like, does it get older? I mean, does it get worse as you get older?
Probably. And you wonder why some of these people are single at that point, although some of them have probably lost their... How old are we talking in?
We're talking 55 plus. Some are, in their 50s, 60s. There's one that's even in their 70s.
Okay. Yeah, no. Don't you wonder why they're single?
Well, some have been divorced.
Don't you wonder why they've been divorced? So maybe the problem's them.
That's another thing that I wanted to ask. Because most of the people on this show have been divorced at least once, some twice. If you guys were to get a divorce, would you ever remarry?
Sure.
I guess I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I just don't want to divorce ever.
Well, right.
You're like,
I mean, we're working it out
no matter what.
But like, so how many marriages and divorces can one go through, Graham? And you're like, oh, that's just, it's normal. Like 2 or 3, I feel like you're not taking marriage seriously at that point.
Maybe, but you never know what the circumstances are,
that's
I guess.
True.
But sometimes, but there are some scenarios in some reality shows. Yeah, when you see the people and like they're on their fourth marriage, you're like, I get why. I know why. They're the problem. It's them. They're terrible. You know, so sometimes that's the case. I don't know. If I was to ever get remarried, like I wouldn't want to do the whole big wedding thing again. But I don't see any issue with somebody. I don't think it's an issue for people to get remarried. I don't think that's I don't think there's anything wrong with that, right?
Right. I'm not saying that. I don't have an issue with anybody getting remarried. I just feel like if you're like on your fourth marriage.
Yeah, like do you have a cap on how many marriages?
It's like, do you even, like at that point, just don't even marry. Just like date the person. You know what I mean? It's just less trouble.
I guess the more marriages, it does give the idea that you're not maybe taking it very seriously.
And you don't invite anyone to the fourth one, right?
No.
They did say something in the show that I had actually never heard before. They said back in the day, there were such a thing as singles ads on the newspaper. Did you guys know this was a thing?
That was the OG. That's the OG.
I had no
dating
idea.
Dating site.
I would figure that's the only way to meet people. Everyone read the paper, right?
Yeah. take out an ad in the paper.
I am so curious as to if this even worked.
How would you even contact the person?
Their phone number. They were like, weren't they like wanted? They were like wanted.
But did they have phones back then?
That's mean, a good
did they have phones back
that's
then?
A serious question.
Are you joking me?
No.
They didn't have cell
like
phones.
Landline
they had landline phones.
Okay.
Those have been around
well,
for
I don't
a
know
long
how far,
time.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Remember those old-timey, you ever seen a picture of those old-timey phones where you hold, they're like 2 feet, you hold one piece up here and it's got a cord and, oh. and you're cranking this thing over
yes.
here? Yes.
That's had, what they used.
They've had phones for a long time.
Okay, now, would you consider something like this? Let's say dating apps weren't a thing and newspaper was the only way. This is your last resort and it's like a guarantee that you'll find someone.
Yeah.
But everybody, like your whole family, everybody.
It's no different
see.
Than what people do now. Every once in a while, we'll see a billboard of someone.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like true. That, but on a smaller scale.
And I think it's.
I would.
Everybody has. It's the same as online dating. Online dating, you got yeah. pictures of you attached to an ad. The newspaper didn't have a
and
picture attached to it.
And I don't think it's an. And you said, like, and your everybody would see it. Your family would see it. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's an embarrassing thing.
These were like.
Like, everybody dates.
It would say, yeah. like, 32-year-old female seeks man who likes, enjoys cooking and,
size
you know.
Size 13 shoe.
Size 13 shoe, enjoys long walks on the beach.
I like, guess that would be the only thing. Like it's like, it depends on what you're looking for. Because if you are looking for something very extravagant, then your family would see and be like, oh, that's who you're on the search for. But now it makes me wonder how many people were catfishing. Because like you said, Graham, there was no picture attached.
Yeah, there's no picture
so
attached.
So you're saying like, whoa. Oh, yeah, a hunky, like, what, 50-year-old looking for a blah, 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 blah. And it's like you show up and you don't look like that.
I mean, that was legit blind dating.
That's like, crazy.
Like you're going out on a blind date. You don't know what that person looked like at all.
That's risky.
They just responded. I saw your ad
that's
in the paper.
True. That's so sketchy. That's why there were so many serial killers back then. There's like none now. If you guys yeah. like ever stopped and be like, hey, where are all the serial killers at? They don't exist today.
It was a lot easier to work back then.
Sure. Yeah, exactly, because they didn't have the technology. And, hey, these are things I think about. You guys know I have issues.
Oh, God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about how back in the day, you had to pull out like dating ads or single ads on the newspaper.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about those singles dating ads on in the newspaper. A friend of mine put my freaking phone number in one once, and I got phone calls. It was so weird. I forgot those things existed. Anyways, good morning, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I didn't think about the fact that you could just put anybody's phone number on there.
Yeah, a lot of people prank each other.
That is good. Oh, my God. That's awesome. I love that. Thank you for that talk back.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Timothy Chalamet ghosted Joe Jonas. So Joe posted on TikTok on Sunday that he texted Timothy Chalamet in December of 2023, and he still has not texted back. And he even posted screenshots. He posted a screenshot of the text message where he said, miss you, with a selfie of himself. Now, according to Joe, he did send this from a friend's phone, but he was still anticipating a response because it was clearly him. Like, here's a really bad selfie that only I could have taken, but he did not get a response. And he said, you know, this December, he still hasn't texted back. I hope this helps. So he's not giving up hope. People in the comments are like, it's okay. Maybe he's just thinking of a good response. You know, who knows? Here's the only thing I care about from this whole thing. Go look at Joe Jonas's screenshot that he shared. It's on our story on Instagram, JV Morning Show. Make sure
going
you're following
now.
Us. The text bubble is green.
Oh, God.
So hold on. So either Timothy Chalamet has this number blocked, which I don't believe because Joe Jonas said it was a friend's phone that he had used. So, like, how would he even know about that phone number? Or Timothy Chalamet has an Android. Do you think he's an Android user?
I sure hope so.
Oh, you know what? I can see it.
I don't think Zendaya would date an Android user.
That's a good point.
I mean, not Zendaya. Kylie Jenner. Sorry.
You guys are so, so
you
lame.
You disagreed with me.
You guys are so incredibly
they
lame.
They look the same. Their boyfriends look the same.
Anyways, you know what? That's my whole takeaway
no,
from
but
this
I
story.
Think, I thought when you send a message to a number that you don't have, it's green at first, but then it turns blue once it's delivered, once
who
they respond.
Cares
no,
what's about the color
anyway, delivered,
of a
delivered.
Stupid text bubble.
I'm just saying.
Would you, I mean, if it's from a number that you don't know and it's a bad selfie, yes, but that doesn't mean that it is that person on the other end. Like, any in the days of digital media and all this stuff, like anybody could get a bad picture like this and send it. I wouldn't respond to it either. If you said, like,
well, and
do you
maybe,
know what I mean? If Selena, you sent me this, like, oh, I miss you, and sent me a weird selfie like that, I don't know that I respond because you have my number.
And maybe that's what Timothy thought, like, who is this? This is not Joe Jonas. But maybe after seeing this TikTok Joe Jonas, like, because he clearly has a screenshot too, so we know it's him, maybe he'll respond after this. Also, really quick, I'll make this fast, go check out Tom Brady's thirst trap on our story as well, JV Morning Show on Instagram. This was, I guess, after his Thanksgiving commentary he did. He did some golfing, he did some fishing, and in this thirst trap, he took his shirt off for this fishing trip, and he's holding a snapper of some sort. What do you guys think? I'm only saying cringe because it has been a conversation for a while that guys holding fish in, like, pictures for their dating profile, for their social media, it's just very, how do I say this?
Cringe?
It's cringe. It's just not cute. Like, no woman looks at that and I was like, whoa, look at that fish you're holding there. It's like that. And also, some people are like, is he in a crisis? Was he sad because Giselle was with the jiu-jitsu instructor with the kids for Thanksgiving? He was alone.
I think it's I look pretty ripped and tan. Here's me out fishing. Like, you know, that's probably the motivation
there. For guys,
it's
very surface level. Yeah. We like to dig
deeper.
For me,
I'm like, it doesn't even look like you caught that fish.
No, he definitely didn't.
It. And then he captioned it. A little warmer than it looked in Buffalo last night. Good one, Tom. Because it was snowing in Buffalo. That was good.
Graham, let's talk about the frozen or fried turkey.
Every year we hear these warnings about being extra careful if you're going to deep fry your turkey because fire departments constantly have their hands full responding to all the fires that they cause. Well, listen to this one. A family in Connecticut decided they're going to deep fry their Thanksgiving turkey this year. They're going to do it in the garage of their house. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Maybe you are,
but they had about 40 people over to enjoy that delicious bird. But of course, things went wrong and smoke detectors started going off. And within minutes, the house was going up in flames. Now, luckily, everyone was able to evacuate safely. No one was injured. But this was no just, you know, ordinary house, you guys. This was a $4 million mansion. It had 11 bedrooms, 9.5 bathrooms, 9,378 square feet. And the entire thing was completely destroyed. The house was a total loss. The firefighters had to battle this fire because it got so big and so out of control. They battled it for more than 16 hours.
Oh, my God.
So one of the big problems in initially putting the fire out was that when firefighters responded, you know, they put the hoses up to the fire hydrants and they unravel their hose and they go to the house. Well, somebody drove their car over one of the hoses and it stopped the flow of the water. for a really long time. And that, they said it stopped the water flow of water for several minutes. So as firefighters in those, that's that crucial time to get the fire out early. There was a car parked on their hose and they couldn't get any water flowing and
the
entire house was burned and destroyed. Again, a over 9,000 square foot house completely destroyed all because they wanted to deep fry their turkey in their garage. Got to be more careful.
That's hilarious.
Be more careful. This is your warning for next Thanksgiving or maybe Christmas if you do a deep fried anything for Christmas dinner.
Be careful,
people.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Grant.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you so much for being here. We're trying to give you this chug mug, okay? We don't want them. We have so many. We're trying to get to you.
Take it.
So just win. What the bleep, please. All right. So here's how it works. We play a clip. Has a bleeped out word. You got to be the first person to guess what that word is. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Let's get right to it. Here's today's clip. I'm a little ashamed to say this, but one time I faked a in front of my daughter.
Whoa.
What in the sickery? You're sick. What? In front of your own kids?
Yeah. And I would do it again.
Oh, my God. You monster.
You are a monster.
I think I would.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. And remember, people, this is a family show, you sickos. Take your guess on the talkback, like Selena said. Leave us your name, your city, and then your guest.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you win this JV Show chug mug. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I'm a little ashamed to say this, but one time I faked a in front of my daughter.
Shame on you. I have questions. Like, why was she even in the room?
Hey, that's a good question. You know, kids, they just walk in wherever they want to.
That's a good point.
What do you think that bleeped out word is? Leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Frankie from Hidden Valley Lake. My guess for the missing bleeped out word is burp. You try to have the biggest burp. Hope I win.
Faked a burp. I faked something.
Selena does not fake burps. Mm-hmm. Hers are all real.
100% real. That is not actual audio of me, but pretty similar. Ew, you're grossing everybody out. Stop.
I love that. That is the this woman, she's the loudest female burper.
And it's not me.
I love her burps. They're so good.
Next guess.
Morning, JV Show. John from Richmond, and my guess would be heart attack.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Heart attack?
Oh my God. I don't think I would ever do that.
Funny little prank.
I don't think that's funny. Send your kids into a panic.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Whitley from Novato, and my guess is you faked a laugh. Have a great day.
Oh, I do that all day.
That's part of being a parent. Especially when your kids first learn to tell jokes. They think they're telling jokes.
Right.
Good one.
All right. Continue to leave those guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more of them coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That's what the bleep. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's the bleeped out word. And this chug mug is all yours. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I'm a little ashamed to say this, but one time I faked a in front of my daughter.
You're
true
sick.
Story. I feel like a lot of people do that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, my name is Mary Carmen from San Jose, and my guess is you faked a call.
Faked a call.
That was one of the most popular guesses this morning. Faked a phone call, something like that. You ever do that?
I don't think I've done that.
What about not in front of one of your kids, but in front of somebody that you're trying to get out of talking to? Oh, I gotta take this.
Maybe like in public if I'm like walking, you know, somewhere by myself.
Maybe like fake texting, fake using your phone, but not a fake phone call.
Yeah, nobody calls anymore. That doesn't even work. They'd be like, wait a second, your phone actually rings? No.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Philly Phil from the city. My guess for the bleep that word is she faked a cramp. Selena faked a cramp so that her daughter would pamper her and get her everything she needed. Have a good one. Bye.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You ever faked a cramp?
No, but I would love to. I would love to.
Hi, JV Show. I'm Samantha from San Jose. And I guess farts. It's my first time doing this, so that's just a random guess. Bye-bye.
Woo, first time talkback. Thank you for that.
Thank you for your first time talk back and fart. Great guess. You ever faked a fart?
How do you fake one? How would you even do that?
Like, you just make the noise.
Yeah, or put your hand in your armpit.
I don't know how to do that. No, I never.
You've never done that?
Uh-uh. No.
I'll teach you.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Irma from Concord. And my guess for the word is you faked a nap. Thank you. Have a great week. Bye.
Yes. Here's today's clip unbleeped. I'm a little ashamed to say this, but one time I faked a nap in front of my daughter more than one time, if I'm being honest.
So you mean to tell me that
you hear them come into your room, you just fake sleep.
You know they're going to need something.
Taking a nap.
Ask you something.
Yep.
And then you just pretend like you're asleep.
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I don't think my kids would care. I think whatever the thing is, they would come and wake me up out of
really?
Sleep.
Of your fake sleep?
It wouldn't matter. Yeah. And then I'd have to fake, pretend, wake up. Oh, man. What was it? Hang on. I'm just waking up.
I'm so tired.
What do you need? What do you need? All right. Let's give a few shout outs. And when I say a few shout outs, I mean two shout outs. Irma from Concord, of course, she gets the first shout out. She just won a brand new JV Show chug mug. She had the very first correct answer this morning. Correct answer is not flying in left and right like they normally were.
No.
Are people still in a Thanksgiving food coma?
I think so.
What's happening?
Not sure.
It's a slow start to this week with correct guesses. PV and Hayward had the only other correct guess. Now, a couple people said sleep. Fake being asleep. They were right there. They were close, but the word was nap.
Yes.
And
so close.
By my count, only two people had that.
Right.
Wow. All right. Only but one no of worries. Them had it fast enough to get the chug mug.
We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05, so you'll have another chance to win. Irma, check your email so we can get you this chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This morning, Kendrick announced a tour. Mm-hmm. Jess, who's opening up for Kendrick Lamar?
SZA.
Oh, my God. Shut your mouth. They're going to be at Oracle Park. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to give away inside the Yup Nope game right now.
Huge.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. This is crazy.
Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
This is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you doing? How's the morning going so far?
Good, good. I actually have my husband in the car with me. We're on our way to work.
Hi, husband.
What's up, husband?
Hey. All right, look.
Hello.
No pressure, but this is no pressure. But this is like a really, really good prize. Kendrick Lamar and SZA at Oracle.
I know.
Park.
So he's like, don't call in, but we're both Kendrick and SZA fans. So.
Perfect.
Okay.
So this is how it's going to go. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You just got to get three correct. You're allowed to miss one, and these tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. What kind of candy bar is known as the one-of-a-kind crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery chocolate bar?
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Butter?
Come on, it was
butter finger?
Yep.
Yes! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh.
I am sweating over here.
Butter? Finger? Look at the butter finger! They're delicious! You steal them out of your kids' Halloween candy bucket.
I'm not a fan of butter fingers, but.
Oh, I love them. All right, question number two. Diamondback, Timber, and Sidewinder are all different types of what?
What was that again? Sorry.
Diamondback, Timber, and Sidewinder. All different types of what? Butter?
Finger?
Finger?
No.
Trees?
Nope.
Rattlesnakes is what we're looking for there.
Rattlesnakes.
Diamondback. Yes. Rattlesnakes.
All right. You got to get the rest correct. Here's question number three. True or false? In radio, FM stands for frequency millimeters. Is that true or false?
False.
Yep.
Yeah, it stands for frequency modulation.
Duh, FM radio. Duh. It's like frequency modulation.
Yeah, duh.
Like nobody knows
what 50-50
chance. Yeah, that was a guess. Butter?
Fingers?
All right, question number four. You guys need this one to win those Kendrick Lamar tickets. What war lasted from September 1st, 1939 to September 2nd, 1945?
World War II.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You did it!
Yes, let's go!
Yes. Oh, my God.
Let's go!
You guys are going to be checking out Kendrick Lamar at Oracle Park May 29th. And SZA, of course. She's going to be opening up.
Oh, my God. What a show that is going to be.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Oh, we love you more. Thank you so much for listening to the JV show. Hang on for that winning. Really quick, Jess, I know you're running to get their information. When do tickets go on sale for this? Do we know?
Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Okay, so these are before they even go on sale. Yes. We'll have another pair tomorrow morning. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Britney Spears posted a very alarming video. I'm going to play the audio for you. First, shout outs.
Yeah, a couple people in my DMs going, says, hey, Graham, we're listening to you guys every morning. Love getting all the answers right to the Yep Nope game. Can you wish Hope a happy sweet 16? You're an amazing young lady. Hope you have an awesome day at school. Love Jill and Dad. Thanks, Graham. You are the best. So happy.
Did you just add that part in yourself?
No, that it actually legitimately says that. So happy sweet 16 to Hope.
Who gives a fuck?
Good point. And a dad, my DM, dads and my DMs. A guy who says, good morning, Graham and JV Show Squad. Excuse me. Can I ask for a birthday shout out to my daughter, Milanka, a.k.a. Lala. It's the big number 9 for her. Love mom, dad, and brothers Jalen and Jahir, a.k.a. Jaja. So they got a Lala and a Jaja.
I love that.
In Castro Valley. That's from Dad Chris. So happy birthday to Lala, the big 9th birthday. Nice.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. This is Andrew.
And Jordan from California.
From San Jose, California. and we're trying to win some Kendrick Lamar tickets. It's my birthday tomorrow, and any chance we can to win some tickets, we really appreciate it. Whatever you can help us get them tickets, let us know. Thank you.
Well, one, happy birthday, almost.
Who
two,
gives a fart?
We are going to have Kendrick Lamar and SZA. SZA's opening up for him. We're going to have those all week long, 7:35 inside. Our trivia game, the JV Show You Have Nope game. These tickets are not on sale yet. Don't go on sale until Friday. This is the only way you're going to get them.
So you're saying Andrew and his son that they've got to win tickets.
Yes.
Inside the JV Show You Have Nope game. You're not going to just, you know, have a heart because it's his birthday tomorrow and just hand him over some tickets.
As much as I would, Graham, you always stop me from giving things away, so let me turn it over to you. Can we?
Good question.
Who gives a fart?
Nope.
Okay.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Britney Spears posted another alarming video. She posted this to her Instagram yesterday. Let's just go through it because there are some things to unpack.
I'm not really sure why the paparazzi have me going on a plane looking like I'm wearing a Jason mask. It doesn't even look like me. I don't know why I have a torch in my hand, honestly. I think my friend accidentally gave that to me.
So Britney Spears is referencing some photos that were posted of her over the weekend where she was boarding a private jet and she was wearing some black sunglasses, a black hat, and apparently she thought her face looked really, really pale and didn't even look like her. And she's also holding a grill lighter to her mouth, you know, one of those like longer like torches that you'd use to like light a grill. She's holding that to her face, and that concerned a lot of people because one, TSA does not allow those on board, or at least shouldn't. But also, like, what do you need a lighter for?
Yeah, Why are you going to grill some hot dogs on the fly?
Plus, remember the time she burned her eyebrows off lighting a fireplace? Like, Britney is the last person who should be allowed to have a lighter.
She should be the last person playing with fire for a bevy of reasons.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham. But she said that because the paparazzi is so cruel, and they've always been cruel to her, that she is moving to Mexico.
Oh.
Or has
take
moved
a moment,
to Mexico.
Say your goodbyes.
That's what
she's out.
I could have sworn she said this before.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on
she
that.
She's going to move somewhere else. I forgot where.
Hey, this
what's
is
going on with the voice? It's gotten, I don't know.
I can't even.
The right word is there. It's going to say worse.
But let's continue with the video.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old. And I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
So yesterday was her birthday.
She turned 5.
Well, listen.
That's great. Let's say happy birthday, I guess.
Who gives a
happy birthday, Britney Spears. She actually turned 43, and in this video she says, I'm not turning 42, so she didn't even remember how old she was.
Oh, so off
and
by
then,
a year.
Yeah, and then said, I'm actually 5 and going to kindergarten.
Well, wow. Yeah, I mean.
Look, I don't know what to make of any of this. I don't expect you to either. I hope she has people around her.
I don't think she does. I think we're clearly seeing evidence that there is not the proper support system in place.
Well, you think not a single person, just to make sure she doesn't hurt herself or something?
Well, she continues to show us that nobody's there with all of these pictures and videos that she's posting. Because I think if somebody was there, they would be stopping her from even saying all of this.
I don't think she's getting the care that she needs and the medical attention that she needs. We gave Britney too much freedom.
Too much freedom.
And turns out she needed the
conservatorship.
Yes. To take care of her, because I think we're witnessing something pretty sad, right?
It's very sad. Graham, what do you have inside trending?
All right, move over. Tyson versus Paul. The Geese in Foster City just said, hold my beer, because it's them versus the city in the next great showdown of 2024. The Canada Geese? Yeah, the Canada Goose problem at the parks in Foster City. We know this has been a very big problem there for quite some time. Continued to get worse in recent years. Last night, the Foster City Council unanimously voted to adopt a non-lethal Canada Goose management plan. Now,
is this real?
Yes, because
over some geese?
Yeah, we've talked about this many times on the show. There are so many geese there, these Canada geese. They've taken over the parks. They're harassing people. They're harassing their pets, not to mention the number twos that are everywhere. The water's gross. The beaches are gross. The grass on the parks is gross. You can't play on the grass if you're kids anymore, because all there is a bunch of goose number twos everywhere, and like I said, they can be quite aggressive. Now, they've talked about a bunch of different plans for how to get rid of the geese. And remember last year, I think they even approved a lethal plan. They were going to just kill 100 to 200 of these suckers. They were just going to wipe them out. But then, you know, the public was like, well, no, you can't kill the geese. And everybody boohooed about it. And so they decided to scrap that plan. Well, now they're back. Foster City, City Council, they're back with a new plan, you guys. Well, it's sort of like concepts of a plan because they think that maybe they'll use some drones, maybe some dogs, maybe they'll change the habitat a little bit by putting up some more fences and some things. They're going to try a bunch of different things to see if any of them work. And then
they're not.
If not, last night at the city council hearing, some members of the public weighed in and a few of them said, hey, can we go back to the original plan, which was just to shoot and kill a whole bunch of them?
Oh my God, that's so awful.
But why don't people just adopt them?
Because they're wild animals. Geese. They're wild animals.
Well, that's better than killing them.
The thing I don't know is, are they just stopping? Did they just stop here on their migration? Is this a seasonal problem? Can someone from Foster City tell? Are the geese there all year round, or is this a seasonal thing?
Why don't we just load them all into the back of a truck and drop them off in Santa Rosa or something?
But you know how many there are? That's a lot of geese and a lot of trucks.
Well, we have a lot of trucks.
It's a good point. Santa Rosa could use some more geese. That's actually not a bad idea. I'll get you a speaking slot at the next
City Council meeting.
Selena's relocation plan to Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa residents, feel free to weigh in. Do you guys need more geese? Leave us a talk back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You were just talking about the Canadian geese?
Yeah.
Foster City?
The Canada goose problem in Foster City. They're overtaking all the parks. It's been happening for years, and there's just goose number two keys all over the place, and they're aggressive, and they're mean to pets and people. It's a problem. The city council is trying to figure out a solution.
Morning, guys. Just thinking about that whole geese problem. I remember Natasha bringing up the question a few years ago. Maybe we could just have geese for Thanksgiving dinner instead of a traditional turkey. Maybe some people will be into that. Not me, but maybe for next year.
What do you guys think about that? That's a plan. We could get rid of them.
I'm not behind that.
Everyone needs them for Thanksgiving.
Don't.
Well, then, Jess, you have to take them and house them at your place.
Have you ever had a goose?
I don't think I've ever eaten. I've had duck before. Have you ever had duck?
No.
What?
A little ducky?
Yeah, duck makes its way.
You're a monster.
Duck makes its way onto a lot of menus. And then if you've ever had foie gras, that's a goose liver.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Asked.
That's a delicacy, but it's very inhumane.
One more talk back.
Hello, good morning, JV Show. This is Tanya from Oakland. Just calling in to say that me and my kids listen to your show every single day on our way to school, especially around 8:05, if you could play this around that time. My oldest son turns 13 today, but guess what? Who gives a fart? Happy birthday, Adrian. We love you, and have a good day at school. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Happy birthday, Adrian.
She's right.
Who gives a fart?
That is a good point.
Yep.
All right. Go to our Instagram story. Follow us. Why aren't you following us? JV Morning Show. A lot of what we talk about here on the show, you can check out on our story so you can get a visual of what I'm about to talk about. There's a little girl completely terrorizing a Walmart location. I don't know where this is at, but it was posted yesterday and going viral. I don't even know if you could even call this a tantrum because it's not like she's screaming or yelling or crying. She is calmly throwing things, clearing entire shelves, stomping on boxes. She starts at one point throwing, I don't know if it's like sparkling wine or some type of grape juice, but they're glass bottles. And she like throws one. And you can tell she kind of scares herself when it breaks on the ground. But she's like, oh, my God, these things break. Then she grabs all of them and she starts trying to throw them.
Oh, no.
Everybody in this store was too scared to do something. Would you
punch a kid? Yeah, I would.
No!
Oh, that's not what you're going to ask?
But would you, Graham and Jess, and you listening, if you want to leave a talk back, would you have intervened?
I wouldn't. And let me say the reason why. I know she's a little girl, but she's probably just as tall as me, and she would probably throw something at me, and I don't know that I could stop her.
This if kid she was, could take Jess for sure.
Yeah.
If she was smaller, would you have intervened?
Say it's like a two-year-old.
I don't think I could, because then the parents could beat me up.
And that's why everyone was walking around going, I ain't touching nobody's kid. I'm not doing it. And they're just standing there, like, looking at her destroy the store, and nobody is doing anything. They're just like, where's her mom? Where's her parents? I'm just going to stand here and watch.
I would offer a very loud scolding. I'm great.
How would that sound?
I'm great at yelling at my kids. I would love to yell at her. You stop that right now. What do you think you're doing? How dare you? You know, like I give him one of those. And if she wants to keep throwing stuff around, well, I did my part. I tried.
When she started to throw the glass bottles, one man did intervene, likely because he didn't want anyone, including her, to get hurt. So he kind of like took her and took the bottles. And he kind of like, bear hug's not the right word, but, you know, put his arms around her to stop her from, you know, getting hurt or hurting somebody. And then he got yelled at by some other lady who was like, don't do that to a little girl. You don't know what she's going through. So it's like,
oh, stop it.
So it's like, what is the protocol here? Because if you go watch the video, like, this little girl who's probably like, I want to say maybe like 7 years old.
Yeah.
Just walking around without a care in the world in front of employees, taking packaging, just stomping on it, throwing
it. Everybody's just standing around watching her.
Yeah, what
I think she's
is
just
the protocol?
Doing it for the views.
Not even the employees did anything.
Do you think she's just doing it to go viral?
I mean, that's why a lot of people would do it.
I doubt that.
You just think that she's just straight got vandalism at her heart and wants to go break stuff?
I don't think vandalism. I think this is a little girl who wants attention.
Yeah, she's doing it for the
views. I don't think of the viral sense. I think maybe at home she's not getting enough attention. I mean, that's getting really deep into it. But, like, I don't even know the context of this. I don't know. I don't know if her parents were even there. If they dropped her off. If they, like, abandoned her. I don't know.
Selena, what would you do?
If this was somebody else's kid?
Yes.
I ain't touching somebody else's kid.
Yeah, but you don't have to touch them. You can yell, though, right? And attempt to stop them.
Yeah, throw something back at them.
I'd place her under citizen's arrest.
I just know better than to mess with somebody else's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're committing a crime at that point. At what level of a crime would you intervene?
If somebody is getting hurt.
Okay, can I ask you guys, would you guys be mad, because you both have kids, if somebody else intervened, if that was your kid doing that?
Yes, because I will intervene when it's my kid.
No, but what if I'm not, what if they're at the opposite end of the store and I'm not there and my kid's over there smashing bottles on the ground? Thank you for going up there and stopping them and yelling at them.
I would feel some type of way.
Strike some fear into them.
No, don't yell at my kid.
Yell at my kid. It takes a village to raise a kid and people have to put kids in check. That's the way it used to be and it's the way it should be.
What would you do? You can leave us a talkback, the iHeartRadio app. It's, you know, it's free to use, free to download. And then the talkback, I mean, it's always there. Anything we talk about, you can weigh in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so we were just talking about this little girl who, this video has gone viral. TMZ posted it yesterday. It's on our story, JV Morning Show. Check it out. She's in some Walmart store. I'm not really sure where this was recorded, but she is just terrorizing the store. She is clearing shelves, just throwing everything onto the floor. She's like stomping on boxes and produce, and then
breaking bottles.
Yeah, she's like throwing bottles and they're breaking and there's glass shattering and liquid all over the place and no one does anything. They're just standing there like, where is her mother? Where is her parents? One guy did intervene when the bottles started getting thrown because he didn't want her or anybody else to get hurt, and so he kind of wrapped his arms around her to stop her from throwing things, and then he got scolded. So I was wondering, like, what is the protocol here? What do you do?
Hey guys, it's Angie. In regards to the little girl, I would look for her parent and say something to her parent. If I don't see her parent, then I'm yelling at her. Because you know what? Come get your kid. And get your kid under control. And if you're not around to do it, then I'm going to say something. Now, I'm going to put my hands on her, though, because that's where you kind of cross the line. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, that was the main thing. Everyone in the video was like, I am not touching somebody else's kid. And that's why they weren't stopping her. They weren't doing anything.
I agree. But, Selena, you wouldn't yell at them? Nothing? I agree. You should not. I would be upset if somebody put their hands on my kid. But I am not upset if somebody yelled at my kid if they are actively smashing bottles inside of a grocery store on the ground. I want somebody to yell at them. They're going to remember that and not do it again.
Nah. They might not stop, though. That's the thing. I might be just yelling in the middle of the store and look like another crazy person.
So that's where we're at in society? The sit back and do nothing?
I mean, I'm not yelling at somebody else's kid. That's just it. Because their parents are going to come get mad at me for yelling at them instead of the kid for their behavior.
Then you have to deal with that.
No, I'm just not yelling at somebody else's kid.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo, leaving a talk back for the girl who was destroying stuff in Walmart. I would definitely stay out of the situation. You don't know if she's possessed, if she has like a demon taking over her body. And I don't want those bad vibes around me. So I would probably just walk away. is what I would do.
See, that's another reason.
You know what? Yeah.
Now we're down to there might be a demon that leaps out of her onto you. That's how committed we are to the do nothing generation. Why don't let's sit back and do nothing. Let's not help anybody or intervene or do anything. There might be a demon there. She's possessed. Oh, yikes.
Morning, JV Show. This is Javier from Foster City. I'm going to be with Graham on this one. I think if my kid was making a fuss somewhere else, destroying stuff across the store, I would want someone to intervene. You know, kids got to constantly be reminded, and adults too, that there are consequences for your actions, you know, just so they don't grow up and be a monster. But, yeah, the geese are fine here in Foster City, in case you're wondering. All right, bye.
Bye.
Shout out the geese. Okay, how about, I mean, do you think there's anything to what he's saying there?
Yes. No, I get that. And of course, I would want the child to stop what they're doing and want them to learn a lesson. I just don't think I'm the person that would help them learn that.
I'm just big on minding my business unless somebody is being hurt.
But I don't, let's...
I'm just not a confrontational person.
Yeah, but neither am I. But I mean, you have, at some point, like... I feel like it's all our duty as part of society and part of a community that we all live in that it takes a village to raise kids. That you need some people to reprimand your kids from time to time. And they're going to remember that. They don't listen to me. My kids don't listen to me yelling at them. They just tune that right out.
I agree. And I allow other people to, when I give them permission to, when I say, hey, you're the authority figure here, like a babysitter or a teacher or whatever, by all means, you're in charge here. Reprimand them. If they do something bad, they act up, there's consequences. But you're just a random person in the store. I'm sorry, I don't know you. Don't yell at my kid.
Yeah. What if
I'm not going to yell at yours.
What if it was a security guard?
Even that I consider someone in an authority position.
You give them the green light.
Even an employee, store manager come in like, hey, you got to start. Like even that person I would feel not so weird about.
So your daughter, let me lay this scenario out. One of your kids is walking through that parking lot just keying cars, just dragging a key down the side of cars. You don't want anyone to say anything. Just let them. That's on me.
I mean, I guess that's
someone,
not
kid
realistic.
Walks by and keys my car, I'm saying something.
That's not realistic. Anyone who owns one of those cars is going to say something, because I think I would if it was my car, too.
I'm just wondering line
is. But you're destroying my property. It's a little different.
So now, if it's your property being destroyed, you can yell at a kid.
If I see a kid I do not know keying somebody's car, I'm staying out of it. That's none of my business.
No, now I would say this. I wouldn't personally be the one to say something to them, probably, but I would go and get somebody that has that authority.
To find the parent.
So if I am in the store and somebody is doing this, like maybe I wouldn't personally tell them, but I would get somebody who works there because they might listen to them a lot more.
Something.
And even the employees are just standing there staring at this little girl. If you watch the video, they're not doing anything.
I just don't get where we're at. I just don't get it.
It's a tough thing because you don't want to be the one that's then being yelled at by the parent in front of everyone.
Yeah, one thing I know is people don't like other people yelling at their kids. I respect that.
Look, I understand that.
Graham does.
It.
Okay, that's yours.
That's why I get an
that's
employee.
You.
I just think
like guard.
Everybody needs to do our part to raise kids so that they respect authority and do things, you know, and don't do stuff like this. But when there are no consequences, why? Who wants to stop people from doing anything?
I feel weird about this. There's been times where like my kid is having like a meltdown and I am allowing my kid to feel whatever they're feeling and to cry. And then somebody walks by and says something. It's like, shut up. Mind your business.
Well, that's fine.
Like there's like little things that I just don't like. Like I'm controlling my
kid. I would
kid.
Get annoyed in that situation too, because my kid crying is not breaking the law or vandalizing or you know what I mean? But there has to be a point where people are allowed to at least say something to your kid to tell them to stop doing something. That is my opinion.
I don't know. I guess it just depends how you do it. There's one lady that was trying to help, like, hey, calm down. What's wrong? Let me help you. That is okay. But yelling and reprimanding, don't do that. I guess it's just a certain way to go about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. All right. How many days until Christmas?
22.
Okay, I had to double check. Okay, just making sure. Jess knows her stuff. She's a mathematician over here.
Uh-huh.
All right, so there is a Christmas tree trend that is dividing the internet. Before I get to what that is, what does your Christmas trees typically look like?
What do you mean, like what kind of vibe?
Is there a theme? What's the vibe? Yeah.
A mishmash of ornaments and lights. Just throw everything on them.
Okay, so you might be on trend, Graham.
What's your Christmas tree vibe?
Well, for a while, it was all about like the minimalist, you know, chic, maybe neutral colors, maybe a certain theme. Right now, because we, a couple years ago, threw out all our Christmas stuff and had to start all over. Right now, the only thing we have, because after a while, the kids break them, they're fall, It's like, we just don't even have enough. So let's just start new. So right now we have like rose gold.
Okay, that's
ornaments
cute.
Mostly.
It's monochromatic and it's like trying to be like a Pinterest tree.
Do you stick to like 2-3 colors max?
Yes.
Soulless Christmas trees.
Yeah, that's not on par with this trend. So the new trend that people are divided on is the 90s nostalgia tree.
Nostalgia alert.
The multicolored lights, the mismatched ornaments, the paper cutouts, the popcorn strings, all of this. Just bring it back.
I love it.
I think that's the best way. I think that's how Christmas trees are supposed to be.
I like it too.
I remember one year my wife did the one where, like you were describing, where it's like, oh, it's going to be all silver and gold or whatever the colors were. And then there's big ribbons on it and big bows and stuff. You saw in some picture. I'm just like, this is dumb. Let's go back to the one where we put all our ornaments from our childhood on there. I have all mine that I have, you know, from all the years. My grandma used to give me an ornament each and every year. I've got every one of those from when I was a kid. We put all those on. The ornaments that our kids make at school, we put all those on. It's the best looking dang tree you've ever seen.
See, all the ones that are made and with pictures and stuff, I put those on a second tree out of view where no one can really see. And then I
I like that because I want my mom's tree to be like the nostalgia alert tree. But then
nostalgia alert.
Like once I have my house and my nice tree, I want that one to be like aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I just
there's just like, something about it.
Why do you want a tree that looks like it could be in the window at a department store or something?
Because
like,
those are nice.
But they have no soul. They have no Christmas spirit in them.
I lean more towards missing the 90s nostalgia tree. Like only because I agree, there's so much more personality.
Yes.
And that's cozy. But that's why I got another little tree for that reason. So that's like, I call it like, that's the family tree that has the family pictures and all that. And then the main one, the minimalist, is in the main room.
I think part of it is like, if your house matches that vibe and you need to have the designer tree, you know, and the rest of your house is like this crazy design. But if the rest of your house is like all the rest of our house is this mess full of a bunch of kids crap, have your tree be the same.
That's true. Same okay, that's a good point.
Also, like, don't you, I don't know if you're one of these people, but if you ever see somebody's tree that does have that nostalgia feel and all the little interesting ornaments and stuff and everything's different, like those are the ones you actually look at, you know, you go look at the ornament with the little train moving around in it. It's that, you know, you like look at those when it's just all the same color balls on it. Do you walk up and like, oh wow, look at this?
What
does
Jess
ball.
Call them look spheres
this, yeah
spheres.
Look at how this person used so many ornamental spheres on here and they're all the same color. Like,
look at that parallelogram.
Boring. Yeah, like it's just like, so is that a cylinder shaped ornament? Wow, let me go look at that one.
Oh my God.
It's there's just nothing. Fierce. There's no intrigue.
Yeah.
We put up a poll if you want to go weigh in. What do you think of the 90s nostalgia tree?
Nostalgia alert.
It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
All right. I want to know if you guys would pay someone to put your Christmas lights up.
Yes.
Like on the outside of your home. Okay, Selena, yes. Graham?
No.
I think we are paying someone, actually.
Are you serious? I actually didn't even know people did this as a side hustle until I read about it.
Me either. The guy that comes and cuts our grass, because my man got a lawnmower, used it twice, and was like, I ain't doing this anymore. Anyway, so he comes, and he is just, like, the biggest hustler. Like, he will do anything. We're like, hey, do you happen to, like, know how to put up Christmas lights? He's like, sure, I'll be there. Let me know when to come by, so.
I guess it meant, look, as somebody who owns like a lot of different size ladders and tools, you know, like having someone else bring their ladders to my house and put up my lights, like something about that would bug me a little bit, especially because I think.
Do you feel like it's infringing on your masculinity? Like I can put up these lights. I can climb a ladder.
I think mostly it's infringing on my wallet because I know some people that have done this and like had people and look, their house looks great when it's done, but the price tag wasn't that cheap. And I'm like, whoa, you're spending a bunch of money having somebody else put your lights up. I get it. Look, it's nice. Walk out and have it already done, right? The decor is already done. It'd be great. But I don't know. There's certain things that I you know, I do, and I'll save the money on, particularly because I own, I mean, I've got a lot of ladders, you guys. I just have a lot of ladders. So it's like, I feel like this is my domain.
But do you think, Graham, that as you, let's say, get older, and let's say like 30 years from now, 40 years from now, you're like, ooh, maybe I'm not at the age where I can go up on the roof.
I'm only 27 and a half, so about 30 to there, I'm going to be 57 and a half. I'll be plenty able to climb the ladder still.
Yeah,
no, I mean, there's a certain point where when you're older, you should not be up on a ladder or climbing around on your roof, you know, little fall and your hip is turns to dust and you don't want to go out like that, you know, so I get that.
So maybe in that sense, you would maybe want to pay somebody to put them up, or would you just opt out of it?
I'm just going to bah humbug and just cancel Christmas altogether.
Your wife would never just let you do that.
I'll just decorate the bushes and your shrubs
wife,
out front.
Would never fly for that. In my defense, we don't own a ladder, so.
What?
Well, that's what I mean. If you don't have the tools or the equipment to hang lights up on a, you know, high up, like how else would you do it?
That's
so,
right.
That makes sense.
Point. Well, I
do you need a ladder? Because I got a
bar. Yeah, can I borrow?
I have like a bunch
of
extras.
Some money too.
I got a lot of ladders.
That'd be great. Could you just hang the lights too, and we'll just pay you?
That I'm busy that day.
Oh, I'll do it for free.
Yeah,
free.
Sorry,
Jess, busy you are like 5 feet tall.
5'2".
Whatever. Hey, if I can't reach, you can't reach.
That's the point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Now, before we get to today's Hottest Trending, we were just talking about this new Christmas tree trend. People are either loving it or they are not here for it at all. It's that nostalgia night.
Nostalgia alert.
That old school look, the maximalist look, where it's overwhelming all the bright colors, the mismatched ornaments, the paper
cutouts.
Throw everything,
cutout. On,
Throw
that
everything
tree.
On that tree. Exactly.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Aaron from Hayward. Hey, just speaking on that 90s tree trend, I've heard people call it like tacky Christmas, but dude, I'm here for it. This year, I threw out all my LED Christmas lights, got all incandescent, got that warm, nice glow coming from my tree and downstairs. It's great, man. You gotta go back to the 90s trees.
Yes.
Maybe one day I will. I'm just not there yet.
I'm telling you, and you just look at them, and there's just something about it that's just better. And there is something about the old school lights, too. Because some of the new LED lights, they're like, oh, what are we?
Too bright.
The color looks wrong.
Really?
It doesn't have that warm glow. So I'm just like, I don't know. It's just off. Mm-hmm. It's soulless.
I can see that.
Hey, guys. So I saw a trend where you can get like different, you could cut like the tip of a balloon off where you blow it and you like wrap it around your balls and you can create a whole new color theme without buying new balls. You just buy balloons. And I've seen people make it look really, really pretty. So just a thought. You know, save some money. You just get some balloons.
Excuse me?
I don't think you're supposed to put a balloon on your balls.
I don't think so.
But maybe you can, and maybe that would work, like she said.
Yeah.
I don't think you put them around. I think you put them inside.
Yeah, you put your balls in the balloon.
No, I'm confused.
You do. Are we still talking about...
She's talking about putting it over.
Yeah, so your balls going in the balloon.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Jess, you're confusing me.
Balls in the balloon.
Yeah.
It's all the stuff you need to
you're
know.
Putting your balls... Jess, do you think...
But
you're
that's
putting
what
your-
she said, and Jess said something different.
Jess, do you think they're putting the balloon in the balls?
No, I thought she said, like, you tie it with... I don't know what she said.
You're just creating a new... You're creating a new skin for your balls.
Yes, essentially. That makes sense.
With different colored balloons.
Yes.
Make sure you wrap them up tight, boys.
All right.
Make sure you wrap them.
Can we talk about how awesome Taylor Swift is to her fans and just as a person? And look, this is not anything new. We've been known this about Miss Taylor Swift. So she was at the Chiefs game this past Friday when they played the Raiders. And I guess Taylor handed out tips to all the security staff and custodial workers. Isn't that just awesome?
Aww.
And it's not anything that she herself publicized. And that makes me wonder, does she do this at every game she goes to? Because she might and maybe just doesn't talk about it. But the only reason we know she did it this particular game is because of a TikTok. There's a woman named Susie Drew said her husband was working security for the Chiefs that night. And when Taylor was there tipping everybody, she stopped and took the time out of her busy night to FaceTime with her for a couple minutes. So she got to talk to Taylor Swift. I just love that she goes above and beyond for her fans. Like, every single time. She does not let anyone down.
Remember when, I don't know if it was the first leg of her tour was done or something, that she gave huge bonuses to all of the drivers and everybody from the tour. Do you think that she's going to do this again? Because her tour is wrapping up December 8th, which is this upcoming weekend.
I think she will. Everyone's getting bonuses.
I love that.
I think she will. One more thing, a little less impressive because it has to do with the chief CEO's daughters, and I'm sure they get special treatment all the time anyways, but Taylor Swift personally gifted them a copy of her Eras Tour book, the one that just came out, and it came with a nice little handwritten note, but I give less farts about that one because you're probably rich as hell anyways.
They are.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Mommy and daddy own an NFL team.
Exactly. That means
they're worth billions.
Yeah.
Billions.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. When it rains, it pours for the 49ers this season. We already talked about Christian McCaffrey going on season ending IR with his PCL injury. And then Jordan Mason, backup running back, also going on season ending IR with a high ankle sprain. And now this, you guys, listen to this. An 8-year-old 49ers fan who was at this past weekend's game against the Buffalo Bills, that's snow game in Buffalo. An 8-year-old 49er fan, cancer survivor, was shoved down by a Buffalo Bills fan at the game, causing her to fall.
Oh my God, lock
seat.
Him up.
Now, she was not, her name is Mia DeCamilla, and she was not physically hurt during this altercation, but she was emotionally shaken up, and the family did leave the game early. Now, they say this drunken Bills Mafia, that's what they call Bills fans. This drunken man came barging through and even said out loud that he was going to push his way past all these Niner fans. And he pushed his way past Mia's dad and then ended up knocking into her. And the family did end up leaving the game early. And she was there so excited to see her team. They live there on the East Coast, and she's become a 49er fan. And she even had a sign that she was going to hold up during the game that said, I beat cancer. And she has beaten cancer, battled and beaten liver cancer twice after relapsing in May of last year. And she's worked hard to raise money for other young cancer warriors out there. And she gets shoved over by a member of the Bills Mafia. Now, Buffalo Bills organization, they've responded. They've apologized for the incident. The family said they were so uncomfortable after that moment that, yes, they did leave the game. Now, here's where I got to ask this, because it says the story caught the eye of former NFL player Antonio Brown, who's planning to FaceTime Mia and raise awareness for her battle.
Do they
not know?
Stay away.
Are they? I'm sure there are plenty of other NFL former players and current players that would like to reach out to her. Maybe some from the 49ers. And Antonio Brown should not be the sort of ambassador for the NFL here to smooth things over. He might not be wearing any pants, is what we've seen some videos of him. Jumping around in swimming pools and doing things like that. Now,
I do hope the Niners organization catches wind of the story. If they haven't already, they do something awesome for
her.
They
will. I know they'll help make things right. They said, as of last night, over $22,000 has been raised for a GoFundMe helping to support her own battle. So people are donating to that. The one thing I do know about the Bills Mafia is that they are very generous. When they see a GoFundMe, in years past, there's been like kickers that have missed from other teams that have missed the game winning kick there in Buffalo or something. And they'll all shower that person's cause and donate. So I'm guessing that the Bills Mafia will come through and end up donating a ton of money for this. We'll follow the story as it kind of develops. But I have a feeling they're going to do their part to make it right. And I know the 49ers will do
They'll
do something to make it right. Let's just not let Antonio Brown be the one
to step in
and FaceTime an eight-year-old girl. Disaster written all over it.
All right, thank you for that, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Funniest video ever. There is a news channel in Boston, WCVB Channel 5 in Boston. They were reporting on, like, December 1st about how the lights are all up, the tree is lit, holiday festivities are upon us, and they rolled some B-roll footage from, like, you know, just people, locals walking in the park. It was Zendaya and her mom. She's there filming something, and they roll B-roll footage of her. I didn't even know it was Zendaya.
That's pretty dope if you catch Zendaya in your B-roll footage.
Jumping in the comments is like, hello, how did you not even notice that that's Zendaya, A-lister, hello. So the next day, they came back with a new report about how they got footage of Zendaya walking through the park.
Oh, it does look God. Like a very festive winter scene there. Everyone's got their warm jackets on. Looks
that
nice.
Was good. It was so good. I know we're getting that video up on our store if you want to check it out. JV Morning Show, go now. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Do you have nightmares about your job? Work-related nightmares. I thought everybody had these, but according to a new survey, it says only 64% of Americans have had a nightmare about their profession.
That's it?
Who are the remaining 36% of you that don't have nightmares about your job? If so, what job do you have?
Right.
I want to know.
Please tell us, because I feel like you just must have the most easygoing, mellow job ever if you're not suffering from PTSD from it.
Seriously?
I have major PTSD from certain things here.
And routine nightmares about things.
Yes.
I still have nightmares about my bartending job, and I haven't bartended here in San Francisco in many years, and I still have that reoccurring nightmare.
What happens in them?
We are out of everything. Whatever you order, I go to the back to get it. We're out. Then I have to go back. Okay, we're out of that. You want to try this? I'm like, okay, yeah. And then I go to the back to get that. We're out of that. And then the crowd just keeps growing and growing, and there's more people waiting to order.
God.
I have that dream all the time.
That sounds scary.
Now, this is bad news for us and people that do have bad nightmares about their work, because they say in this, some research in this say, well, you know, having a bad dream, you know, it's not that big of a deal, except that people who regularly have nightmares, it can lead to problems like anxiety, depression, insomnia, headaches, and more. And they say, listen to this, people who have regular nightmares are 5 times likelier to have mental health issues like depression. So you're welcome, Selena. There you go.
That's what
in our future for work-related nightmares. Now, I want to know what your guys' work-related nightmares are, because here is the list of the top work-related nightmares. And some of these caught me a little off guard, because the number one, you guys, most frequent work-related nightmare that people have is having sex with a coworker.
No!
And why is that a nightmare? That part, I mean,
ew,
you have one of those dreams. If it's a nightmare, it's like it shouldn't have happened, and then you have a nightmare that everyone in the office is going to find out about it.
Somebody that you do not want.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Okay. Well, seems like a good dream for some people.
I've never had that.
I've never had that one either. I know, but that's the number one of all the people, almost 2,000 people surveyed in this. That was the number one work-related nightmare. Being late to work, number two on the list.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have that one, particularly us radio people, because, you know, the show starts
I don't really have nightmares about that. My nightmares, I'm already here.
Dreamish.
I do
she
it.
Does
I'm
it.
A doer.
Yeah. You're immune to it because it just happens. Messing up a big project, number three on the list.
Okay.
We don't really have projects.
Maybe.
Getting fired. Now, that has got to be a common one for a lot of people.
I would think so. I've never had that one.
You've never gotten fired or
not
never?
In a dream. In
got
a nightmare.
It. Yeah, we've all got
in real life, she has.
Yep.
Another
got
one
fired
here.
From Outback.
What happened?
For being late.
Okay,
I'm sensing a pattern. Being naked at work also made the list.
Ew,
have you guys ever had that nightmare?
No.
Me either.
My nightmare is always that Selena asks me, Jess, what do you have? And I have nothing.
And then it gets thrown to you and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about. Fighting with the boss, also on the list.
No,
I could see
that one.
If you were in a stressful relationship with whoever your manager is, I could see that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Causing stress and nightmares. Being lost in the office. It's on the list.
Where do you work?
I can't find my way out.
Your Amazon warehouse.
Does anyone know where the exit is? Trying to get home from work. My family's worried about me. Like what?
What?
Now listen to this one.
Okay.
Coming in here at number 10 on the list, killing the boss.
Oh my God.
No.
That means you must really have some stress and some deep-seated anger
issues
about your boss.
If you're dreaming about that.
Yeah. I have that one almost nightly.
Oh, no, you don't.
I'm just kidding. We've got a great boss.
Our boss is listening.
Didn't just you one recently time in my dream have I... a work nightmare and Drake was in here?
Yeah, and our boss was in it. We were interviewing. I saw this article yesterday about these dreams, and I thought it was so funny because yesterday I came to Selena. And I was like, oh, my God. I had this nightmare about work. We were interviewing Drake, and first, holy technical problems. None of the mics were working. Everything was, all the buttons were off, and we're scrambling trying to fix that while Drake looks progressively more annoyed. Of course. And then our boss wanted to be in the interview and he kept talking over us the whole time. And then Drake looked even more annoyed, but our boss thought he was asking the best questions. And I had a nightmare about that.
My work nightmares, I will say it is kind of nice once in a while when I do have one, because it still is me, no offense, Jess, but it's like me, you, Graham, and JV.
Yeah.
And it's like, old JV show, memories. JV. So it's like, you guys are joking around. It's like the funniest dream I ever had. And then same thing, Jess, it turns to me. Selena, what's coming up and trending? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
And if you didn't have something, JV used to give this look like, what? You had one thing to prepare for. Yeah. What are you doing?
Now, still haunts me. Oh, we're not done.
I was just going to say really quick, if you want to stop having nightmares, this is what experts say to do. Make sure you're taking steps to wind down before you go to bed, such as a hot shower, a warm cup of tea or milk, perhaps piecing together a jigsaw puzzle bed, or reading a book. There you go. You can try any of those.
If you mean Netflix, sure.
I'm going to do a puzzle.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.